Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Roper Technologies, Inc., a diversified technology company that designs and develops software, industrial technology, and medical products. Roper is known for its asset-light business model, which focuses on acquiring companies with high margins and recurring revenue streams. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Roper Technologies has been a key player in the technology and industrial sectors for years. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like the anchoring effect and overconfidence influence their decision-making, especially in areas like mergers and acquisitions and product development?
The anchoring effect is particularly relevant to Roper's approach, especially in how they evaluate potential acquisitions. The anchoring effect refers to the tendency for people to rely heavily on the first piece of information they receive when making decisions. For Roper, initial valuations or performance metrics of target companies can serve as an anchor influencing their decision-making process. This bias might lead Roper to focus on the initial financial metrics presented during the evaluation of an acquisition target, potentially overlooking other important factors such as cultural fit or long-term strategic alignment. Overconfidence also plays a significant role, particularly in how Roper approaches its acquisition strategy and integration of acquired companies. Overconfidence refers to the tendency for people to overestimate their abilities or the success of their strategies. Given Roper's track record of successful acquisitions and its strong financial performance, the company's leadership might exhibit strong confidence in their ability to continue identifying and integrating high-performing companies. This overconfidence can drive Roper to pursue ambitious acquisition strategies, expecting significant synergies and returns. While this approach has contributed to Roper's growth, it also poses risks if the company overestimates the value of potential acquisitions or underestimates the challenges of integration.
And this focus on leveraging the anchoring effect and overconfidence has helped Roper maintain its leadership position in the technology and industrial sectors, appealing to both investors and customers who value innovation and strategic growth.
Exactly. Roper's strategic use of the anchoring effect in acquisition evaluations and overconfidence in pursuing growth opportunities through M appeals to investors looking for a company that balances operational excellence with aggressive expansion. However, this approach also means that Roper must carefully manage the risks associated with market volatility, integration challenges, and competitive pressures, particularly as the technology landscape continues to evolve with new challenges and opportunities.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Roper Technologies. As a major player in the technology and industrial sectors, DEI is particularly important for Roper. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Roper's approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in a global and highly competitive industry where inclusivity can drive better decision-making, innovation, and employee engagement. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Roper's ability to innovate and adapt by fostering a culture that values diversity and inclusion. A commitment to DEI allows Roper to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in the technology and industrial sectors. For investors, Roper's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Roper build stronger relationships with employees, customers, and communities, reinforcing its brand as one that values inclusivity and ethical leadership.
investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in industries like technology and industrials, where the ability to foster inclusivity and innovation is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and operational strategies, Roper not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of stakeholders, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, Roper operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving industry. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Roper's strategy involves continuously adapting its product offerings, technology platforms, and business models to meet the evolving needs of customers and markets while maintaining its focus on innovation and operational efficiency. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with market volatility, technological advancements, and shifting customer demands. Roper's ability to understand and respond to new market trends, such as the increasing demand for software as a service, SaaS solutions, the rise of IoT technologies, and the integration of advanced analytics, allows it to stay relevant and competitive. By using data analytics, customer feedback, and market research, Roper can identify emerging opportunities and adjust its strategies accordingly, helping to mitigate risks and capitalize on new opportunities in the technology and industrial markets.
And this adaptability is essential for Roper, especially as they face competition from other technology and industrial companies and the growing demand for more advanced and integrated solutions. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in a changing industry is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Roper's focus on understanding market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the technology and industrial sectors while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in customer expectations, technological advancements, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Roper to other companies in the technology and industrial sectors like Honeywell, Danaher, and Siemens. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Roper's dynamics are often compared to other technology and industrial giants like Honeywell, Danaher, and Siemens, particularly in their approach to innovation, market expansion, and competition. Roper's strength lies in its focus on high-margin, asset-light businesses with recurring revenue, appealing to investors looking for a company that balances innovation with financial stability. Honeywell, with its emphasis on aerospace, building technologies, and industrial automation, appeals to investors interested in a company that prioritizes diversified industrial leadership. Danaher, known for its leadership in life sciences and diagnostics, attracts those looking for a company that is driving advancements in healthcare and industrial technologies. Siemens, with its focus on electrification, automation, and digitalization, appeals to investors interested in companies that integrate advanced technology with industrial solutions. Roper's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for strategic acquisitions, strong market presence, and adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability.
And unlike Siemens, which focuses heavily on electrification and digitalization, Roper's strength lies in its specialization in software and technology-driven businesses, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Roper, the focus on high-margin, asset-light businesses, strategic acquisitions, and market adaptability provides a unique value proposition in the technology and industrial sectors.
To sum up, Roper Technologies' approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their acquisition strategies, adaptation to changing market conditions, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Roper's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.